Well, that would be the song, Bad Company, Jason's classic cut on a Monday, 10:07. I want to jump into this, and I do want to spend quite a bit of time on this, because this covers two things. This covers, let me just get into it. Rush Limbaugh actually brought this up last month when a columnist for the New Jersey Star Ledger, I think it is, Newark Star Ledger, whatever the name of the paper is out there. It's a columnist who normally rips Rush Limbaugh. He's a big liberal. But Rush praised him because he pointed out that there was an example from the past 50 years in science that shows global warming could, in fact, and very likely is, junk science. That the most dangerous part of science is when everybody suddenly agrees. Now, what happened is there was a big study published in March in the Journal Annals of Internal Medicine that said, guess what? Saturated fat, or more to the point, animal fat, doesn't cause heart disease. This contradicts what we have believed for the last half century in terms of science. So in other words, red meat, cheese, these other things are not what's causing the accelerated increase in heart disease in the last half century. The very cornerstone of dietary advice for generations has been that the saturated fats in butter, cheese, and red meat should be avoided because they clog our arteries. And this has become accepted science. But the evidence suggests that's not what's causing heart disease and weight gain. I want to read just a little chunk of this because it's really long. I wouldn't read the whole thing, but just listen to this. This is Nina Teicholz. She's been researching dietary fat and disease for nearly a decade. She has a book out. And this is Saturday's Wall Street Journal. Our distrust of saturated fat can be traced back to the 1950s to a man named Ansel Benjamin Keyes, a scientist at the University of Minnesota. Dr. Keyes was formidably persuasive and through sheer force of will rose to the top of the nutrition world, even gracing the cover of Time magazine for relentlessly championing the idea that saturated fats raise cholesterol and, as a result, cause heart attacks. The idea fell on receptive ears because at the time, Americans faced a fast-growing epidemic. Heart disease, a rarity only three decades earlier, had quickly become the nation's number one killer. Even President Eisenhower suffered a heart attack in 1955. Researchers were desperate for answers. As the director of the largest nutrition center study to date, Dr. Keyes was in an excellent position to promote his idea. The Seven Countries study that he conducted on nearly 13,000 men in the U.S., Japan, and Europe ostensibly demonstrated that heart disease wasn't the inevitable result of aging, but could be linked to poor nutrition. Critics have pointed out that Dr. Keyes violated several basic scientific norms in his study. For one, he didn't choose countries randomly, but instead selected only those likely to prove his beliefs. That was the first thing I was taught in social science research in grad school. You can't pick and choose to get the outcome you desire. Does that sound familiar, global warming fans? Next. He only selected those likely to prove his beliefs, including Yugoslavia, Finland, and Italy. Excluded were France, land of the famously healthy omelet eater, as well as other countries where people consumed a lot of fat, and we're talking predominantly animal fat here, yet didn't suffer from high rates of heart disease, such as Switzerland, Sweden, and West Germany. The study's star subjects, upon whom much of our current understanding of the Mediterranean diet is based, were peasants from Crete, islanders who tilled their fields well into old age and who appeared to eat very little meat or cheese. As it turns out, Dr. Keyes visited the island during an unrepresentative period of extreme hardship after World War II. Furthermore, he made the mistake of measuring the islanders' diet partly during Lent when they were forgoing meat and cheese. Dr. Keyes therefore undercounted their consumption of saturated fat. Also, due to problems with the surveys, he ended up relying on data from just a few dozen men, far from the representative sample of 655 that he had initially selected. These flaws weren't revealed until much later in a 2002 paper. But by then, the misimpression left by his erroneous data had become international dogma. So we've known for 12 years that this was completely out of step. But it led to the entire industry of Crisco and these other fats, or, you know, these other oils, canola and everything else that we use. The evidence now, and it's rather clear, as we have dropped use in saturated fats and gone to these other fats, which have problems of their own that I won't get into, what's happened? Obesity and saturation have skyrocketed. Think of America when it lived almost entirely on meat and cheese and, yeah, bread, but bread made in a very different way than it's made today. I think this shows that America, now look, kids aren't as active, and I get all of that. There are societal factors, and I'm not disputing that. I think if you look around America today and how heart disease has grown and people have grown through obesity, it's clear what we have been fed over the last 50, 60 years is wrong. That animal fats, animal proteins, beef, red meat, cheese, other dairy products, that these aren't killers. So what has changed? All right, as you know, I've recently lost a great deal of weight, more than 50 pounds. As I did that in a program that virtually eliminates carbs. Virtually eliminates. You get your carbohydrates from fresh vegetables on this diet, this weight loss program. And I've been eating, and I'll tell you something else. When I started, I went with the lean meat, turkey, fish, chicken. The more red meat I've eaten, the quicker I've lost the weight. Not more, but I mean, you know, frequency, not amount. It's all about 3.5-4 ounces. But I have lost, I have gone more and more to red meat in these weeks, and I'm dropping the weight more quickly. I think we have been fed absolute nonsense. The Atkins diet and those things, I mean, I'm not saying they're perfect. But, and here's the other thing. I think the processed foods that we eat these days are a big part of the problem. And if I'm going to give up anything for life, it's that sort of thing. I can't wait to eat potatoes again. I'm not going to have them deep fried very often. Well, am I never going to eat a French fry again, Jason? Come on. Am I never going to eat a bratwurst again? Come on. But am I going to do it far more sparingly? I've learned my lesson. When I know exactly what's in meat, it's okay. Now look, this guy's research was considered the gold standard. It's deeply flawed. We exposed the flaws of the global warming research and we're just called troglodytes, flat earthers. This is the same consensus that have given you 60 years of fatter people and heart disease. Because someone makes the research fit the agenda. We're not turning our backs on science as conservatives. We're turning our backs on junk science. People ask if I'm going to keep the weight off this time. And yes, this time, because I haven't always kept it off. I'm convinced I am for two reasons. One, I'm really enjoying exercise again. And two, I'm going to be much more protein, animal protein heavy than I've been in the past in my diet, and much, much lighter on manufactured carbohydrates. I mean, fresh corn, yeah. You know, fresh potatoes, yeah. Rice, yeah. Still in moderation. But this is going to be a lifestyle change for me. I am convinced what we've been taught about red meat and dairy products is crap. And I believe that if you look closely at this guy's science and the global warming science, it's the same thing. Is it going to take 50 years to be convinced of that? God, I hope not. Because we have seen the societal damage that consensus junk science can do. That's what it's done. It's made us fatter. Again, I know there are other factors. Modern society and technology have people. I tell you what, you know what I saw yesterday when I was taking my walk for exercise? I saw a kid's bike on its side, and the kid was in a culvert stream with a stick standing on a rock playing. I wanted to give the kid $10 just because. Jason, when's the last time you saw something like that? A long time. I never see it. Maybe you have. Besides your kids. Besides your own kids. You never see that. And I know that's part of the problem. But I'm telling you, this is a classic example of how we have gotten hoodwinked to the detriment of society by junk science. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360. Maybe you don't believe me. Maybe you still think saturated fats are the problem. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If you want to weigh in, otherwise on to other things, it's 1018.
The Jerry Bader Show.